So there is a lot of things going on. And it may feel at times that I might just be focusing on one thing when, you know, but the drive that I've been going for since, I don't know, I've lost track now, probably since Pentecost, maybe Easter, is about relationships. And relationships, how it can be our extended family system, it can be in a same group of people, our relationships, our familiar relationships through the generations, those that we think in the same vein of thoughts with, the relationship with our emotions that we have or try to have, and our relationship to God, being Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And through this time, finding that connection and pulling and drawing on that for us. And as we look and we think about relationships and how that then extends into our community, the health of our community depends on the relationships we have with one another and where we are drawing our source of life and love from. And community was one of the things that I studied when I went to seminary the first round, because there's just something about a healthy community that we can draw from, that we can even make in different spots, and how we can take from a broken and bruised community that looks kind of unhealthy and how we can reshape that, pull from the positives through our communication, through our love, and start anew with a new healthy relationship and a new healthy community. And I was thinking about the balance scales of how at times we may seem our life is going up and everything is wonderful, and then there's time where it's down and we are going through a lot of stuff. But hopefully we can find those things, we can draw from those relationships to find that balance. And I was thinking about this week about the Matthew passage, where Christ sends the disciples into the boat on the ocean, and he goes, disperses the crowds, and then goes and prays. He has that alone time to be and to pray and to think, and then he goes back into seeing what his disciples are up to. But that thought of when he goes down and he starts walking on the water towards them, that thought of with Peter that is like kind of like us at times, that enthusiastic, like, Lord, if it is you, call me to you. And it's like, come towards me then. And Peter again gets scared. It's not in doubt, but in that, like, probably that moment of, what am I doing? That realization, like, oh my goodness, I'm walking on water and there's waves and there's life overwhelming me in this moment. And the minute he takes his eyes off the Lord, he starts sinking. And at times I feel like when we are in that moment of sinking and we feel like we're overwhelmed and life is just going on, that's when we take our eyes off the Lord. And how do we find ourselves, how do we examine and how do we look up and find the eyes of Christ once more to give us that confidence that we can walk through this. With God as our guide, we can walk through whatever we are going through. In the joyous times, God is celebrating with us. In the sad times, God is crying with us, yelling for us to look and see him, to see that light that is the presence of God amongst us. And Christ is showing us that it's okay to withdraw, it's okay to recharge, it's okay to renew, fill life once again, filled with that love, with that grace again, and then re-engage. re-engage whatever may be going on around us, or re-engage in life once again when we feel like we've pulled away. And in the struggle that the disciples have gone through, that they will continually go through, because it seems like that perpetual motion, that they are doing good, things are well, Christ is teaching them and learning how to be a prophet in the world, how they are learning to be prophets, and how, when Christ leaves them, how they're going to continue on that path. And at times they have struggled, they have fears, and through it all, Christ encourages them, kind of shakes his finger at them every once in a while when they get off that path of fear, and they let that fear overwhelm them and pull their eyes off of Christ. So for us, what can we draw from this? And I hope that it's that encouragement to take heart, to find that courage, to breathe that deep breath, and know that as we step out into the water, that Christ is with us. When we're at the shoreline looking out, we know that through it all, Christ walks with us and is with us. And that Christ is a port. And through Christ's love, we can become a port or a dock for those who may be going through those hard times. That we can be a safe place to come to find encouragement, and to hear that you are okay. That this too is a struggle, and we hear you and we love you. And also through all of that, that think about, what if Peter succeeded? What if Peter had succeeded and walked all the way across the water to Christ? Would that be a story that we could relate to? And then perhaps the fact that Peter failed in his walk is a story of us. A story that says, yes, Peter failed. Yes, we failed at times. However, God's love and God's grace and God's hope is for us too. That God encourages us and tells us, be not afraid. And he reaches out his hand to us to take.